Today I would like to present priorities in life, because as we cruise along life, we encounter many things, and what the heart's content, whatever is pulling us in, we just go to that direction, and then we get involved in it, and later on we got tangled in it, and sometimes it's very hard to untangle it, to escape out of this web, especially if it is very traumatic, it is damaging and doing harm to our lives, which in fact affect our families. So priorities in life are very important aspect to consider. And Buddhist wisdom in this sense always help to see things through, what is beneficial for us, what is not beneficial, as well as to others. So seeing this through, we try to put priorities in life. What should be their priorities in life? Because Buddha said every being, not only human beings, including in other realms, animal realms and formless realms, every being strive for happiness. So our priority is to have happiness in life, but the way we go about happiness is very different things, coming from different attitudes and different views. You can see many people chasing careers, chasing money, fame and fortune. Buddhists, the way Buddhists see these things is different. As Buddhists, we are supposed to have, according to Buddhist teachings, to have a proper career, a proper livelihood, that's what it is, and to learn, to have that livelihood, that career. And when we learn, we're supposed to put our right effort, right concentration, and right mindfulness to be successful. So it's not in Buddhism, it's not discouraging success and putting a stop on the progressive, but it's trying to put people on a proper livelihood. For example, we wouldn't do arms dealing, in alcohol and drugs trade, that sort of things that we have no control. What will happen to people? We deal with arms. Who is going to get shot and killed? We don't know. So these are the things that we don't do. But proper livelihood, that in life, that a trade, an education, that is very important. That's why in Buddhist countries, most of the as well as Asian countries, education is the first priority. And to get an education, they say, is guaranteed to have a success in life. They say, if you get a pot of gold, that can be stolen from you, by people. But if you have an education, if you have a trade skills, then nobody can steal it from you. As long as you live, it's in there. Nobody can take it away. So as a priority for young people to get a trade, to get education, that is very important priority. So to achieve that, what do we do? Then we have to have a proper concentration, effort, and mindfulness. For that, we have to give a proper respect to what we are doing. Our learning aspects, we have to give a proper respect to it. The people who are teaching us, we have to give proper respect to them so that they can concentrate on teaching and they're happy to teach us and they will guide us, wisely. That's how most of the Buddhist countries, the teachers are very revered. To listen to the teacher is very important. And every year we have a ceremony for honoring the teachers. We would, you know, with presents and everything, go to a teacher's house or in a school, the whole school make this ceremony to honor the teachers. They're very revered. The teachers are in line with the parents and the Sangha, Buddhist you know, disciples, their community, and the community of you know, monks and nuns. So they are, the teachers are very revered. And not to give respect to a teacher is a very big, you know, not sin, but a big thing, a mistake, or, you know, it's a very bad attitude. So we always give very much attention as well as great respect to the teachers. So they teach us well. So this is a priority, and when we go to school, we work diligently and we work hard to get all the good marks and to pass the exams and all the education. So the young Buddhists are taught that way, to have the give proper attention to the teachers, respect, great respect to the teachers. So then, after you have passed your high schools and go to university, the same thing applies. And then when you finish your career, to get a job, a proper job, nice job, is another priority in life. Then when you have the job, then you have you will have your family, you know, you'll have a partner, you will have later on children, then they become your first priority, the family. And what you are doing, you're making an earning for what? To look after this family and yourself. You're all one now. So that become very important. Whatever stands between the family is you know, not wise thing to do. For example, I've seen on a documentary in one country, developing country, the man has set up a factory and is quite successful. And then the television crew's documentary program went to that country and make some documentary of how emerging economies affect people's lives. So, and his mother is terminally ill in a hospital, and she's about to die any minute. So he went and visited his mother. The television crew went along, and then he hold his mother's hand and sat on the bedside, and then and talked to the mother for a little while. And then he said, I have to go now, I'm very busy. And he hasn't visited the hospital for a long time. And then the mother said, will you come and visit me again? And he said, I'll try, but I can't promise. And the mother is dying there. And then he has a business, and he put priority to the business. That is, in my view, is not a wise way to do. He can compromise, he can look after the business as well as his mother. And his mother is in the last leg of the journey. In my sense, I would put a bit more attention to the mother than the business. Than business, then you can delegate to a reliable people. This is one time I went to a doctor's waiting room, and then I saw something written on the wall. It says, don't be too busy earning a living that you forgot to live. The same thing, you are chasing money and the greed is in the forefront, and you forgot all your priorities, who you are working for, the family. The family come last. Some people scream at the children, hit the children, angry at the children, angry at the partners because of the business pressure, and that is not wise. So if I may suggest, in these instances, family is the first priority, and then you worked it out. If the work is too busy and more than you can do, then look for another job or employ more people or delegate your work if you can. So this is the way. Nobody is a superman or a superwoman. You can't produce 100% all the time. So you have to look after yourself as well. And I heard many people drop dead, you know, married to work, you know, and then got heart attack and this and that, and they died, and all the big mansions and boats and cars, you know, sitting at home, they can't enjoy them anymore. So priorities, another priority in life is your health and the health of your family. You have to look after your health as well. As Buddhists, we should do proper exercises, and very hygienic and very clean, and you know, to strengthen the body so that, you know, a strong body enables the mind to produce you know, strong sort of determinations, and a balanced mind. So these are very important. Health, wealth doesn't come first. Health comes first, and wealth come later. But among everything, family comes first. So these are the priorities in life that we as Buddhists should put through. And from this, we come to understand why we give respect to the teachers, because they're the one who will give us good education and make us successful in later in life. And we give a great respect to the parents. Why? Because they're the one who nurtured us, who looked after us, who is the foundation of our existence, who will be the, you know, main, you know, supporter for our success in life. So parents, we, in Buddhist way, in Buddhism, we give a great respect. Buddhists said a mother's, you know, debt is impossible to repay because she has done so much. So is the father. So these are the very important thing in as Buddhists, to give priority to family, great respect to the teachers, great respect to their parents, and the rest is your family, your relatives. You treat them well. You know, these are the priorities. Good to have wealth, and you know, if you are a conscientious Buddhist, do whatever you do with right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. You'll do well, and because of you, you'll be successful, and you will have wealth. So these are the Buddha said, wealth attained properly, and you should enjoy it. So if I may suggest today, to put priority to what is important in life, a livelihood, respect to the teachers, respect to the parents, and putting family first, and then health, and then wealth. Thank you very much.